Hi, this is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. My name's Donald. You waited on me last Friday evening. What's up?
Hi. Is there something I can do for you?
Yeah, do you remember me? I was the one that ordered cheese sticks with a side of ranch.
There's a lot of people who come in here, so...
I was the one that made that funny joke about it being my birthday, but it really wasn't my birthday. Do you remember that on Friday, last Friday?
Maybe.
So... Were you going to say, is there something you can help me with?
Yeah, is there something I can do for you?
Yes. You can give me your digits and let me call you for a drink sometime. That's exactly what you could do.
To be quite honest, I'm on the job right now, so I like to keep my career separate from my personal life.
Maybe we could go out and play some frisbee golf or something. That's a lot of fun.
It's so awesome, Thoth.
You'd love it.
I can't really play frisbee golf with you. And to be quite honest, I'm at work right now, so I really shouldn't be on the phone that long.
I don't get it at all. It's very confusing to me.
What's confusing to you?
Well, normally restaurant waitresses are kind of slutty, so I thought I was in.
What the hell does that mean? Did you just say that? I can't believe you just...
I was just talking to my friend, and he said normally restaurant waitresses give it up at the drop of a hat, so I figured, why not ask?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I've told you my name is Donald.
I don't give a shit what your name is. I don't care who you are. That is unbelievable how idiotic that comment is. Are you crying?
I read this book about confidence. One of my heroes, William Shatner, and it said that if you want something, you just gotta go get it. So I figured I would just call and ask you out.
Okay, but there's a difference between like going and getting like your dreams versus going out and getting some ass. You don't just say, "Hey, waitresses are slutty. You should go home and sleep with me."
I'm really sorry if I offended you.
It's just there have been a lot of guys who have said some comments and. I've tried to be nice about that. It's kind of erupted. It's kind of like,
got it.
Spill everything up in a bottle
okay.
And it kind of explodes. So
sweet.
I'm sorry.
So I know what you're saying now. You're at work, so you can't just come out with it, but you will sleep with me.
I'm sorry, what?
Sweet, I just scored a waitress slut.
What's your problem?
I scored.
Get out of my face and get out of my restaurant and stay out. And you know what? All these customers, yeah, they're staring at me right now. But what? You know what? I don't give a shit. Because I need to tell it to you how it is, and so you can just...
Mandy, stop.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what?
It's a joke. Your manager, Tammy, set you up.
Oh.
Are you really standing in front of customers right now?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You should probably let everybody around you know that this is a prank phone call.
Sorry, everybody. It's okay. We had a little bit of a prank call here, so I apologize.